KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. One final day of rallies ahead of Election Day. Norman Hall on Donald Trump's first stop.
Trump urged supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina, to be sure to make their way to the polls.
Hopefully, everything will work out well. We're way leading.
Trump scaled back his rally lineup and what he calls his usually long weave style of speaking.
You know, I was going to get out of here first. I'm doing four of these things today. They're big. And the voice is holding up just about barely.
He said it will all boil down to Tuesday's turnout.
We don't need your money. We don't need anything. Got plenty of money. We got plenty of everything. All we need is a very simple vote. Just go out and vote. And get your friends to vote, too. Bring them along, you know?
State officials say more than 2,650 polling places will be open on Election Day, including 7 temporary tent sites in 4 counties among the hardest hit by Hurricane Helene. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump also visited Pennsylvania and will finish off in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kamala Harris's focus?
We need everyone in Pennsylvania to vote because you are going to make the difference in this election.
Calling supporters in Allentown.
Momentum is on our side. Momentum is on our side. Can you feel it? We have momentum, right?
Lebanon's health ministry says the 13-month war between Israel and Hezbollah has now killed more than 3,000 people in Lebanon. As for Gaza, Lisa Dwyer reports the U.S. is stepping up criticism of Israel on humanitarian conditions.
The State Department has given Israel a fail grade on meeting the conditions for an improvement in aid deliveries to Gaza. Laid out in a letter last month to senior Israeli officials, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The situation has not been good enough for some time, and the situation has not improved sufficiently in the 21, 22 days, whatever it is, since we sent that letter. There is still a week or so to go until we reach the end of the period, but there is much more that we need to see them do.
Or risk potential restrictions on military assistance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Monday night football getting underway in Kansas City, where the Chiefs are hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. An NFC North matchup highlighted Sunday's action. Chuck Freeman reports.
On a wet and rainy day, the Lions were unfazed, playing their first outdoor game of the season. They rolled by the Packers 24-14. Lions quarterback Jared Goff was terrific, guiding the team on 18 of 22 passing for 145 yards.
I'm sure the next time we play outdoors, they'll say that this is the second time they've played outdoors and write a big old story about that again. And we're supposed to be the dome team who can't play outside. We're supposed to be the team that can only win one way, and I think we've shown a handful of times we can win in multiple ways. We're chameleons.
The Lions are off to a 7-1 start for the first time in 68 years. They got an interception return from Kirby Joseph right before halftime. That gave them a 17-3 cushion. The Packers, who outgained the Lions, dropped their record to 6-3. Chuck Freeman, Green Bay.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.